Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Dropping Our Entitlement, comes from the audio program Navigating Hope, How to Turn Life's Challenges into a Journey of Transformation with best-selling author Carolyn Mace. My name is Tammy Simon, and I'm the founder of Sounds True and have worked in the studio producing Sounds True's recordings with Carolyn Mace for over 20 years. Carolyn Mace is a profound truth-teller, and she has a gift for seemingly slapping us awake during a recording. And at least in my experience, it feels like I'm being drenched sometimes with a bucket of ice water. In this producer's pick, she talks in a startling way about what it means to drop our entitlement, our sense that we are owed something when we feel hurt or disappointed by life. And she takes this even further, that we need to acknowledge that in every interaction, we have the opportunity to either pass on our pain to another person or to pass on hope and love. You can download the entire program, Navigating Hope, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, Dropping Our Entitlement with Carolyn Mace.
So now you're going to start again. Oh, yes, you are. And now you're going to continue. I'm going to point that little boat toward the shore and shove it in that direction. Because the next step, where we should have been in the 90s, and the fourth stage is evolution. From narcissism, you destroy the narcissist in yourself. How do you do that? You start recognizing the first step, which is the ultimate step of shattering your own small heart. And you realize you make the first step and you shatter your tiny little concrete heart the first time you say to yourself, I am not going to pass on this suffering. I will not do it. I will not do it. And wait for a good one. Get in the midst of an argument where someone is slamming you, but good. Make it a good one. Where you have, in your ordinary mind, you would think, you can't do this to me. Get real entitled. Get real fired up where you think, I'm so entitled. I'm so entitled. No, you're not. You're not entitled to anything. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You want a good exercise? Go list the things you think you're entitled to and then tell yourself why. And go look at it. Exactly why do you think you're entitled to anything? Says who? And who's supposed to provide your entitlements, might I add? And you watch all these crazy Americans saying, we're a socialist country. Duh. We're so used to entitlements, that's all we are. We have no backbone. We don't even know what it is to be a strong country anymore. But I'm supposed to have this and this and this and this and this. We are? Says who? A pension? Why should you have a pension? What are you talking about? Why should any business pay you after you're gone? What are you talking about? Snap out of it. What are you talking about? You destroy it. You wait till you're really in a crossfire and make it good. And then feel the pain of it. Feel it. Feel it good. And then feel your ego at its worst. Feel what you're capable of. Grab hold of your ego and aim it in your direction. Hit the pause button. And feel you taking aim at yourself. And feel how nasty you are. aim it at yourself. Turn the gun around and aim it at yourself and see what you're capable of, how self-righteous you are, how judgmental you are, how self-serving you are, how everything you are. How you can lie to yourself and make up reasons why you have every right to think and be and et cetera, et cetera. Aim it right at yourself. Say to this person in the midst of the argument, would you hold on for a minute? I'm just going to go get a mirror. Make it good. Make it good. And then, make the decision, I'm not going to pass this pain that I feel, this rage, back to that person. I'm not going to do it. Your ego is going to say, what the hell are you talking about? You have every right. Do you know what this person did to you? And then you could tell yourself, you know what I'm going to do to him, to her? This is going to be the toughest decision of your life. Because you're used to being mean in situations like that. And you want to get even, but you have to sample your own blood. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to sample how nasty you can be and turn it on yourself. And then realize, if I transfer this suffering to somebody else, they're going to have to transfer it to somebody else. And it may be me or may not. You need to think like a mystic now. You need to hit the pause button, separate yourself from your own rage, and hit the pause button, and then realize, my God, this is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the decision to take that pain, including that person now, and say, no, I'm not going to give this back. I'm going to pray it away for both of us. Now, this is what forgiveness is. It is the most irrational, difficult decision you're going to make. But now you're going to get it. Where you say, no, I'm not going to do this. I don't know if I can. Your ego cannot do this. You're going to battle yourself. You're going to crucify your ego. This is a crucifixion. This is a burning and a suffering the likes of which you will never have to go through again, but once on this cross is all it takes. All right? And you are going to have hope that you can hang on this cross and say, I got to pray this away. I'm going to carry your pain with mine. And I have to find a way to hang on through a love greater than I can have, because I hate you in this moment, and I hate this, and I want, my pride is so strong. My pride is so strong that I want to destroy you. And I want to show everybody I can destroy you. Absolutely. And all of those shadows are going to come up. Every one. But you will never, ever know love until you can do this. The real journey is to know love. And you can't hope to be loving. You can't hope to be loving. The real journey is to recognize you're not entitled to love. You're not entitled to be loved. Whoever started that rumor should get their head slapped. You are not entitled to love. I'm not entitled to it. We got to work our way to that one. We are entitled to love, but we're not entitled to be loved. Says who? What do you have in cards? Do we give them out that says you have to love me? Who passes out these ridiculous teachings? Who's the source of this nonsense? But the one thing that we have to look and be so mindful is that we can choose, am I passing on my suffering or am I choosing love? Those are our two choices. In this moment, every choice, we have either to pass on hope. Just practice this one. I can either be hopeful in this moment with this person, or I can make them suffer. I can take away their hope. I can make them feel they'll be disappointed in this moment of their life, in this conversation, in their life, in whatever. Or I can be loving through some act of kindness. And then you realize how powerful you are. Then you realize how really powerful you are. You want to see how powerful this grace is? Just practice that. Just that. Just be mindful. Just be mindful for one day in every conversation of whether or not you pass on pain or love. That's all. That's all I ask you to do. In everything you do, everything. Were you asking for salt in a restaurant, in the tone you use, how you speak to a waitress, whether or not you open a door for anybody, in everything you do, whether you are passing on hope or pain, and whether you feel entitled to pass on your pain, how you rationalize that, because you're in pain and you just think here's your operative word, deserve it, because you've had a bad day. I deserve to pass on my pain because I've had a bad day in earth school.